attracted now. Right across Newcastle, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Novos.
This is so
magic.
New FM. The official
Novos. Morning, guys. Welcome back.
Hello.
How are we?
Fresh
is the word I'm using for today. 2 weeks off, no work, no getting up early. How good is it?
Are you sucking up to the boss already?
What do you mean?
Because he's back,
I just read this email that we got from the boss while we were away, and everything's got to be fresh. Like when we...
we're a bunch of limp carrots.
It's really funny. It's like fresh to new FM, fresh to the best music playlist. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's resonating.
Hello, team. How are we? Hamish, hello. Hello.
Morning, guys.
Did you miss us?
Oh, look, of course.
No, of course
of
you
course.
Did.
We missed you too, Hamish.
Jackson, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you definitely didn't miss us, did you?
No, not at all.
Oh, Jackson, you did good, I hear, while we were away.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Just yeah, lots of listeners, sending messages
commented,
through.
Saying you
Jackson,
did good job.
Yeah, great job.
Jackson that's nailing everything as usual.
That's all I strive
Stop
to
being
do.
Such an overachiever.
That's just my personality,
Jack. Now, of course, we've all done different things over the holidays. We're going to do a little round the team wrap up next.
Mm-hmm.
All the interesting things we did, Jade. I know you went up to Queensland.
I did.
Fascinating.
Over the border.
Over the border.
All right, kicking off your Monday right now. This is Pink Funhouse at New FM. Good morning. Pink Funhouse live across Newcastle. It is 6:08 with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo, tops of 20 degrees on the coast today.
And we thought we'd go around the room and discuss the best and worst thing that we did on holiday.
Yeah, who wants to kick it off? Show order, Jade. Ladies first.
Oh, yeah, ladies okay. first, yeah. You're
the best thing and the worst thing.
Okay, so the best thing, obviously, for me was going to Queensland because I got to see my family. So that was an exciting time, which I'm going to talk about a little bit later on, about 7:50, my border crossing.
But stay tuned for the next hour and 40 minutes.
It's well worth the wait.
Yep.
The worst thing, I know it's going to be typical, but leaving, saying goodbye to my nan and saying goodbye to the family.
That's
to come
so
back.
Boring, Jade.
I know.
Where's the zinger of your holiday?
No, that was it.
How boring.
You say boring, I say nice.
You really are getting old, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, there's
I
a
am.
Lot of pictures of you with like a fire pit and stuff, you know, which is
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, fire pit. Just being with my family, honestly.
That's
like,
very nice.
It
That's
is.
Very nice. That's very nice. So, the worst thing, I'm going to start off with that, right? So, I booked out a place in Bondi for a week. Mm. So, I went back home to Sydney, like, caught up with all my friends. The first night I'm in this Airbnb, right, it's in this brand new apartment building.
Okay.
One street away from the beach. It's beautiful. Anyway, I'm there. I get there. The cleaner's still there when I arrive. So, I didn't have to use the key to get into the apartment, right? So, I get in, relax for a few hours. I then go and do this huge shopping. So, I carry it back to the unit. And the buzzer at the front door lets me in and up in the lift and blah, blah, blah. So, what happens, I put the key in the door. They've given me the wrong key.
Oh, no.
So, I have like 7 bags of shopping in my hands in this strange apartment building trying to shove this key in the door. I'm calling the Airbnb host. Mate, the key's not working. He's like, well, I can't really get the new one to you, so you'll have to go back to the office to pick up the keys. I get back to the office. I wait at least an hour to get the key.
Oh,
all of my frozen
Maddie.
Stuff is melted. That was the worst thing. Best... seeing my family again. It's been 8 months.
Wow.
So it was really good to just to reconnect. It's so important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because your mum's been in hard lockdown, hasn't she?
Yeah, she has. Mm. So it was so good just to get home for a week and just spend some time with them. So
nice.
Very nice. What about you?
So best for me, my best friend and his family who live over in Perth came over because he's visiting his family. And obviously, they came and spent just a day. It was only a day. And my little godson, Max, who's just so cute, hanging around, running around, cause an absolute ruckus, but it was so fun. And, like, it was just one day, but we just barbecued, hung out. It was great. So that was my definitely top pick. Worst was I've got a big project on at the moment, about to renovate the bathroom. I had to clean 400 bricks, like all the mortar. The backyard, well, part of it, looks like, you know when you have a paleontology dig when they're yes. digging up dinosaur bones?
It's got your little brush there.
Yeah, it's like a pit of white.
Strangely satisfying. If I was here, I probably would have helped because of that's...
You're into it?
Yeah.
God, I wish I'd ready for that.
You have 450 bricks in front of you, right? Yeah. So what's involved in cleaning them?
So first you get like a hammer and like smash off the big parts of the mortar that are like really thick. You bash it. That'll falls off. Then you go with like a paint scraper and scrape like the next size down, and then a wire brush, and then also like scrub them off at the end.
You really are a workhorse, aren't you?
It was a massive job.
As if you would have helped.
You would have probably enjoyed for like a couple of bricks.
I've done my share, two bricks.
I just wanted to try it.
One day lunch. I'm done.
Anyway, that was a hard going, but it's all done.
Well, we're back. The long, hard slog till Christmas now, so we're glad to be back, though. Good to see you guys. Up next, though, we have a brand new game we're playing. What's in Jade's Box? Gone. Welcome to the floor, lads versus lasses. I'm going to explain this game to you real quick. So we've got questions that are skewed more towards males, and we've got questions that are skewed towards females. And we're going to ask the opposite sex those questions. So we need one guy and one girl. 13 10 09, give us a call. On offer today, great prize, we have an $80 Stacks dining voucher to give away at Mex Mayfield. Delicious home style cooking with daily specials.
Oh, well, I know, I had the roast.
We went there for our free holiday lunch. So if you want to play one guy, one girl, give us a call right now. 13 10 09.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM. It's 6:23 with the Novos. It's time for lads versus lasses.
Broken
day one. Here we go.
New FM and the Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus lasses.
Yeah, that's right. We have a set of questions for each gender here. Female-skewed questions and male-skewed questions. The opposite sex needs to know the answers to these questions. We're going to kick it off with the guy first this morning. We have Isaac on the phone. How are you, mate?
Hey, guys.
Hello, Isaac. So, are you a hungry man? How badly do you want this Stacks voucher?
Oh, yeah, I could do with it, that's for sure.
All right, well, let's hope you can win it for yourself. Let's start off with question number one. Femfresh is used to wash what part of the body?
The punani.
Yes,
that
is correct.
All right, one for one.
All right, Libra make a range of what for women?
The hair removal.
Wrong.
Incorrect.
Sorry about that.
Sanitary items.
Well, you've got one more question to redeem yourself, Isaac.
Okay, one point so far.
All right. Rachel McAdams and Ryan Gosling star in which...
The Notebook.
Oh, jeez. Two out of three. Pretty good start.
Not bad. Hold the line there, Isaac. It's up to the girls now to get all three right.
Come on, girls.
Siobhan.
Hey, Siobhan. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
That's the way. How was your weekend?
Oh, it was lovely. I was away at Barrington.
Oh, nice. Good part of the world. Was it chilly there? Because it's been cold recently, but it was warm over the weekend.
Wasn't too bad. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, nice one. Were you camping? You had an Airbnb? What was the situation?
No, I was camping in our caravan.
Oh, you got a caravan.
Fancy.
I love caravans.
Deluxe. I love that. All right. Well, let's try and win you this $80 Stacks voucher. Some questions for you here. First one. The brand Ryobi makes what?
Power tools.
Correct. One for one.
You're good amazing. Start.
All right, question two. LeBron James is famous for what?
Basketball.
Ooh, two out of two. All right. So just to make this clear, Siobhan, if you get this correct, you win instantly. If you do not, we'll be going to a tiebreaker coin toss. All right?
Okay.
Question number three. This is for the win. No pressure. A bugle head is a type of what? Three out of three. Get in there, ladies.
I've got it.
Yay!
First one on the board. We are, of course, keeping a tally. So, you know, this is very important.
Siobhan, how do you know all of this stuff? Are you a builder or like a tradie lady?
No, I'm actually a barista, so...
Get out. Siobhan's
just smart.
You did way better than me because these questions got tested out on me and I failed. I was like, buglehead, that's a trumpet.
Oh, Siobhan.
I have a handy husband, so he has me as his PA all the time.
I love that. Well, you've just scored yourself an $80 voucher to enjoy lunch or dinner at Stack's Dining and Cafe at the Mets Club, Mayfield. Delicious home-style cooking with daily specials. Lads versus lasses back tomorrow. You've got to defend your gender, guys.
That's right. If you're wanting to, you know, win a prize plus make it
don't
to your
even
gender.
Bother. Men suck.
Oh, all right, Jade.
Jeez, things have really changed. Yeah. News time with Hamish. Minutes away here at New FM. Good morning.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade,
Maddie.
Jade, Maddie, and
Crevo,
the Novos.
Ooh, that's fresh, the word of the day, Jade, right? Hey, yesterday I was coming back from Sydney, guys, and I left it right to the last minute, and I didn't want to get the train, so I hired a driver to bring me back.
Ooh, la la.
Yeah, how much money are you on?
You come up with, like, white gloves and open the door for you?
No. It was just a RAV4. But, okay. Like, do you know what? Quite cost-effective, though. It's a long drive. Like, yeah. By the time he gets back to Sydney from where I was, from Newcastle.
That's going
to
be
a good four-hour drive.
So over $200?
Yeah, around that.
Far out.
Well, do you know what? He was listening to the radio in the car, right, and he was on a station called Hope 103. 3.2, which is the religious station
in
Sydney.
Yes, I've heard of it.
Now, I lost my headphones on the trip and we had like a meeting over FaceTime just to plan today's show. And this guy, obviously super religious, and then Jay drops the C word. He nearly drove off the road. Never, ever have meetings on speakerphone.
Especially not with a random driver.
Oh,
then Jade starts quizzing me on who the driver is and where he's taking me. When I hung up the phone,
it sounded dodgy.
He says, "It's good that you have friends that care about you." I'm like, yeah.
Oh, that, as if that's dodgy.
No, I didn't care. It was like, hire the driver. It sounds like, you know, a dodgy deal going down
what
somewhere.
What I'm saying, though, is like the way he said that, it's almost as if, oh, you've got friends who'll be looking for you when you go missing. Yeah.
It's just like an Uber, Jade.
Yeah, just what's the name of the service?
Hire a cabbie.
Hire a cabbie.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah, because when you said just hire a driver, I was like, hiring a driver?
That's freebie for me. Jokes.
Exactly right. Hey, next, guys, we've got to talk about this 12-year-old girl who is caught gambling at the Star Casino down in Sydney. $90,000 in fines they've had to cough up.
12-year-old girl.
Which just unbelievable story. We'll hook into it next.
Okay, 6:36 right now. Justin Bieber, Quavo Intentions. Kicking off your Monday morning with the Novos. We are back. Good morning. Vance, Joy, we're going home live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creever. Now, I'm very excited to hear this story because apparently a Star Casino in Sydney have caught a 12-year-old girl gambling.
You got a $20 bill, get your hands up. You got a $10 bill, get your hands up. Yeah, that's right. 12-year-old girl among three minors caught gambling at Star Casino. That $90,000 that is the fine they've copped. Now, what's kind of amazing is the girl's mother snuck her in through the exit doors, took her to the main gaming floor, and watched as her child placed 21 bets on poker machines in 17 minutes.
How many?
21 bets.
Far out.
That's quite...
Wow, she's like, slapping hard, isn't she?
Yeah, she absolutely is. Smashing those poker machines.
That took them a while to catch on.
Well, yeah, that's...
25 minutes. It's almost a half an hour.
So it's actually wasn't until they were trying to leave that they were picked up by security.
Ooh.
So
Look, we'll let the money go through, and then
at least we'll have a bit of extra money to pay the fine.
I mean, that really takes the award for best parent of 2020, right?
Jeez, it's definitely up there. But what's kind of crazy is, like, they're actually overseas visitors. So the girl and her parents, they're visiting Australia from China on tourist visas. And, they're only picked up when they were trying to leave. I mean, this is incredible.
Can I gamble? Can kids gamble over in China?
No, I doubt it, but...
Absolutely not. In fact, they don't really have many casinos in China at all.
Oh, that's why it's illegal.
Yeah, so they only have them in, like, Macau, which is this, like, special province.
That's why they come here.
That's right.
To gamble. And I mean, look, Asian people in general are of small stature, generally speaking. Mm. So, 12-year-old girl, she probably doesn't look that much, you know, shorter than her mum.
Well, that's right, especially if she's had a very nutritious diet growing up.
Exactly.
Then she, you know, if you're just looking on CCTV, you might not notice, say,
straight away,
you know, backs of heads or whatever. You're not going to be able to tell, is this a girl or like an adult playing the slap in the slots?
I know the venue's getting that $90,000 fine.
Yeah.
But the parent probably wouldn't really be getting a fine. Because if they're on tourist visas, they just get shipped up back home early, wouldn't they?
I would say probably, but the main, like, it is on the responsibility for a large part of it is on the casino to stop 12-year-olds from gambling. Like, I know the parent is, like, very, like, it's very bad that she was getting her to do that. But still, as a venue, especially a rich one like a casino, it's kind of on you, don't you think?
How upsetting if the kid actually won, and they, you know, $2 million jackpot on the pokies.
They wouldn't be able to claim the prize.
But how devastating. I'd be filthy.
You know what, honestly,
like, that's my money.
Overseas gambler from China, they generally speaking have a lot of cash to burn.
Heaps of money.
So $2 million, small win maybe.
Yeah, I guess.
But perhaps. Yeah. I'd still be angry.
So, quick question around the team. Do we cancel their visas, send them home?
No, I think the venue's the one that cop it. Yeah. Like, they're overseas. Like, you know, you could claim that they, you know, not really speaking English, not really read the signs.
Yeah, let them stay. They were just having a good time.
Let them stay. The mum just didn't want to pay for a babysitter. I get that.
It's cheaper. Yeah, have some money for the slots. Next up, we are doing Love It or Loathe It. My turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. I want to talk camping and glamping.
Very good. 6:46 with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. I don't care. New FM. Love it. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
My turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. Very simple. No fencing. Love it or loathe it. First topic kicking things off today. Camping and glamping.
3, 2, 1, go!
I'd love clamping and glamping.
Glamping? Ooh, that's something different.
Love glamping, loathe camping.
Not your thing?
I think it's fun. To be honest, I've never actually glamped, but I'm sure I'd like it still because it's, you know, if you like camping, you like glamping.
Glamping, great, because generally speaking, there's a toilet on board your, you know, situation. I remember my mate and I went camping in Byron Bay.
Yeah.
And nothing has scarred me more in life than having to snap one off in a bush.
Yeah, it wasn't your thing. Getting the old teepee out and digging a hole.
It was like a toilet paper minefield. They were just like old rotting, just landing area. Terrible.
Hey, reason I bring this up, and especially the glamping side of things, Kim and Kanye, they've gone off on a little glamping trip at a luxurious place called Dunton River Camp in Colorado. Guess how much per night?
Ooh, $15,000.
Just keeping in mind, it's a tent, right? It's basically a fancy tent.
$15,000.
You're picking $15,000. What are you saying?
$23,000.
$43,000 per night.
What?
That is next level.
What a joke.
So what's involved for the price tag? Like, what do they get
for
their cash?
Honestly, it just looks like a big canvas tent. Like, there's a few nice rugs and a few, like, ottomans and stuff kicking about. Bit of a good view, but that is it. It doesn't look that fancy.
That's disgusting, isn't it?
Wow. Well, if you... Kanye West on the phone. Oh, you wanted to book my place? Yeah, right. Yeah, the price is $43,000. You could make up the price. They're that rich.
You could do a similar thing, Crevo. I mean, I'm sure you could find a tent in your buy and sell life there.
Yeah, you know, set it up on the farm.
You've got the Persian rugs.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you do.
That's a big part of it. And just like an old rustic chair and a table, that's all you need. Like,
that's just a wrought. Hey, I just think sometimes to myself, the money out there that can be made. Like, if I had a good couple mil, you imagine going out to the outback and setting up a real fancy glamping business out there near Ayers Rock and pinning it at celebrities and billionaires, you'd make a fortune.
Yeah, I don't think you'd be able to set up near Ayers Rock.
I know, because everything's sacred. But, you know, like, there'd be somewhere there I could set up.
Honestly, it's not that fancy. 43 grand a night, they saw them coming.
They got him.
Got him.
Got him. Hey, new sign with Hamish up next here at New FM at 6:57. Good morning.
The Novos. Time's up, across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind. All right, let's get started.
Come on!
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah!
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, I'm so happy to be back because coffee has returned to my life. The Happy Mobile Cafe, it is as smooth as ever today.
Delicious.
So good.
Carl and Benny, happymobilecafe.com.au. The guys, I've missed them.
I know.
I know they're listening. Thanks, Benny, returning to our lives, guys.
Bringing us delicious coffee.
Thanks, Carl. I was spamming them whilst I was away because I did miss their coffee.
What's
it was very
new?
Hard to get the same quality elsewhere.
You were cheating on them so much up in Queensland.
You know me, I love my coffee.
Well, they don't have a branch up there yet, so it's all right.
Yeah, one day. But guys, Richard Wilkins, you love him, you hate him.
Dickie Wilkins.
He frightens Dickie you. Wilkins. Take your pick. Well, it's true.
You're slapping that big mic around there, Jade. What's going on?
I'm sorry. But basically, he's a very proud man, and he loves his family. As you know, we all love our own families.
Aussie
but the thing
showbiz
is,
royalty, right?
Really, it is. Mm.
His son's really making his mark. He's known as the Prince Wilkins, and basically, they've been put into a magazine by the Woman's Weekly, I believe it was.
Yep.
And they've got their names wrong, and Richard wasn't very happy about it.
Now, Richard is notoriously meant to be a massive diva when it comes to this sort of thing.
Well,
huge.
Yeah.
So what was the mistake?
So basically, they said, okay, here's the full tweet. There's a lovely article on my son, the Prince Wilkins, and me in the new edition of the At Woman's Weekly Mag that contains a couple of errors. Error one. My name is not Rachel.
Big mistake.
Two, our last name is not Wilkinson. Three, Estella's name is not Estelle. Four, Joel Edgerton's name is not Russell Crowe. Easy mistakes to make and lovely photograph of the family.
You reckon that was proofread?
No.
See, what's crazy about this? This is a print, like, magazine. So that means it has to go through an editor?
No, you know what? Just spell check, because they're making cutbacks.
You reckon that... But surely a magazine will still have a chief editor.
A spell check won't catch wrong names or wrong titles.
I reckon Jade's actually written this article.
Probably. I'm a terrible speller.
You're one of the best.
But still, like, that just blows your mind. Like, that this is a proper... respected magazine that has an editor. I don't know, it's
easy
crazy
mistake to make.
Respected?
Richard to Rochelle.
Well, I mean, yeah, but you like their business is show business, so you'd think they'd get the names of those people right anyway.
Well, you'd think so. But on 13/10/09, did you get the name wrong? Who was it? What happened? Maybe,
and for how long?
Yeah. Maybe it's been 5 years you've been calling, kid...
The wrong name
at school.
Yeah, taking your calls after this. Prize is on offer right now. Benny, super lonely with the Novos, 7:08. Good morning. You're in the home of Newcastle's best music with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Currently 11 degrees out at Maitland this morning, tops of 20 there. 13:10:09 this morning. How long did you get the name wrong for?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is because the Australian Women's Weekly, has come out saying that Richard Wilkins' name is Rachel Wilkinson. His daughter, Stella, is actually Estelle. And they've also got the name of a big Australian actor wrong as well.
So we've got this. They've made huge mistakes in this article. But it's easy, to do, right? I've gotten so many people's names wrong
over
in my life. You, Crevo, are the ultimate person with people getting your name wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a list of them. Let's just go through them. There's Crevo, Creepo.
Curvo.
Curvo's a great one. Mm. Crevo.
Yeah.
Crevo.
Have you got curled Curlo once?
Curlo, yeah, you got Curlo.
Yeah, well, with curly hair, that's understandable.
Revo.
Revo, yeah. Yeah, it's a huge list. I had this actually over the break as well, getting someone's name wrong. So with this renovation we've got a number of, tradespeople that we've been lining up to do the jobs, and they all have biblical names. There's two Peters, there's a Paul, and there's, with this, you just switch them around, interchange. The brickie's name's Paul, the plumber's name's Peter, the electrician's also Paul, and just got them all mixed up
very
at one
confusing.
Point.
Very confusing. Yeah, I don't blame you.
Let's go to Dale. Hey, Dale, how are you?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Oh, we are doing good. Now, first of all, was it you who was getting the name wrong or the other way around?
No, it's the other way around.
Oh,
a lot
more.
Of people call me Gail.
Gail.
Oh, yeah, that would happen.
Infuriating.
It does. And I understand that, but I go and catch a train at Beresfield.
Yep.
And the station master there, his name's Chris, and I've got that right. But he doesn't get it right. He calls me Sandy every time I come, and I don't look anything like Olivia Newton-John.
That's bizarre.
Dale, what do you look like?
Oh, not Olivia Newton-John.
Much better looking.
So when did this start? Did you meet one day, have a conversation, he's just gone, assumed your name's Sandy from then, or?
Yeah, I don't know. I told him my name was Dale. I'd get there early and Chris would be there and you'd talk to the station master when you got a bit extra time.
Yeah.
And yeah, but, oh God, it must be 5 years now. Whenever I go there, he goes, "How you going, Sandy?"
Do you have sandy coloured hair, Dale?
No, it's salt and pepper now.
Do you reckon he has... it sounds to me like he's got some deep, inside love for Olivia Newton-John. Maybe he's had, a crush on her for years and years.
Maybe he did, but I don't know why I'd make him remind him of her.
To be fair, Dale, I've never spoken to a female Dale before, so great name.
It is a great name.
Thanks for your call, Gail.
Give you a bottle of he had to do it, didn't
he? To.
What a guy. Bottle of wine for you, Dale. Thank you for your call this morning.
Sandy's cool.
Oh, yeah. Unless she reminds me of Sandy, I'll just call her Sandy.
Love how it's stuck for 5 years.
Yeah, I know. And Dale hasn't corrected him.
It's the ultimate insult, though, right, when you know somebody else's name and then they just fail to get yours right.
Yeah, you know what? I give up sometimes. It rarely happens, but I'll just come to whatever. If it makes my life easier.
A lot of people are just called mate.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Jackson, what's the goss up next?
Yeah.
What's in the way, friend?
Britney Spears is trying to reassure her fans that she's actually okay. I'll tell you about that. It's kind of backfired. Also, too, Chappelle Corby has a new gig.
Interesting.
I'll tell you what it is.
Ah, very good. What a good what's the goss. I'm excited. 7:15 with the Novos. Tops of 20 degrees on the coast today.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
Don't let them read it! Coronavirus!
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Jackson's here, and I can't wait to hear about Chappelle Corby getting back into the workforce.
So let's pump up this bed. Who knows why I'm using this? So she is going to be appearing in a new show on Channel 7. So it's been announced that it's called SAS. Australia, and it's based on a UK action contest where participants undergo similar training to Special Air Services.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow, that'd
really
be
strange.
Be tough, though, wouldn't it?
It's going to be intense. She says she hopes to discover about herself and grow as a person. Do you want to take a listen to some of her prior acting experience? Nothing's come out about this current TV show, but this is a bit of a rap video that she starred in.
Hey, James, you did great.
Yeah.
So we'll book you in for next Tuesday?
Cool. Done. Sweet. All right, then, sweet. I'll see you later.
There she played a therapist.
Okay.
She's also released a song.
Oh, yes, well. The Queensland song something, is it?
Oh, what a banger.
Fresh to new FM.
Around me. So she's had an interesting track record with jobs that she's done post-prison, but I'm excited for this. She's 43 years old now. And
I've got to say, Jackson, you'll attest to this.
Mm-hmm.
Her on Instagram, amazing. It's almost incredible. Like Britney-level craziness.
Yeah.
I love it.
100%. She's so good on Instagram. I reckon that they should give this family their own reality TV show. I miss the days where Mercedes Corby's...
Where's my camera?
As long as they didn't refer to, like, her, you know, past grievances, I think they could make money from it.
Yeah, I don't know I know you can't profit off of crime, but I guess if you're sort of just doing your everyday life.
Let's try and get her on, because she'll obviously be doing promo.
Absolutely.
Yes, for the show. So,
what a chat to have.
We'll get in contact with Channel 7. Look, from one beautiful celebrity to the next. So Britney Spears is, of course, going through something right now. Who knows what it is, but it's definitely happening. So Free Britney. So she's trying to put her fans' minds at ease by releasing photos on Instagram with a date stamp of August 6th. Now, fans were quick to point out that she's been posting similar photos with the same outfit, same hairdo and everything for the last 5 months. So they're not convinced. This come out days after it's been revealed that she spent $1.2 million this year on lawyers for her conservatorship.
Wow.
So,
that's a lot of money.
Question, the mother is now in control rather than the father, yeah?
I'm not 100% across it. All I know is that there is a court date set for, I think, later this month to determine whether she can be a free entity or not.
Poor Brit. Do you know what? Mm. She's fine. She just needs to stop with the eyeshadow. The raccoon look is no good.
Bless.
It's not actual bad.
I haven't seen that. I've got to have a look at that.
No, she's been copying a lot of... for that online. I really love Britney. Well, I know you do too. We all love Britney. But I just think people can be really harsh online and just let it be. If she likes her little raccoon eyes, let her have it.
I just had a look now.
She really does
look like she's about to pop out of a trash can with a can of Coke in her mouth.
I thought, you know, because I was a little bit judgy at first too, but I've really come around. I'm like, you know what? All she's doing on her Instagram is preaching being happy and being yourself. And I just think, you know what? That's ballsy and brave of her just to be herself and not give two damn. So,
you tell them, girl. You tell them.
I'm on the Britney defender train.
Yeah, look, I think she's fine, but I still think her dad's running everything.
Yeah.
She's paying him $128,000 a month.
Oh, what a salary.
For what? Stealing all her money. That's a good gig, isn't it?
It's been long enough, poor old Britney. Thank you, Jackson. That was a good one. I love that. Hey, up next, news time with Hamish, and we're playing a brand new game. If you want to play, give us a call, 131009. It's called Celeb Nuptials. So we have a great prize out at the Hunter Valley Gardens. They're having the wedding expo very soon. They're going to put you up for a night, dinner all included. If you want to play, this is how it works. We've got a celebrity name that has been married. Your job is to guess how many times they've been divorced.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. If you read the trashy mags, this game is for you. Give us a ring. We're going to play next at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Hi.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
Yeah, guys, very exciting. The big wedding fair out at Hunter Valley Gardens is happening on August 23rd, and we've got a great prize up for grabs this week. So, you go in the draw, to stay out at Harrigan's overnight, breakfast, dinner for two, and entry to the wedding fair. It's very good. Huntervalleygardens.com.au/events/wedding-fair if you want to play and get in the draw, celebrity nuptials. Basically, what we're doing here is you call up, we give you a celebrity, and you need to guess how many times they've been divorced.
I like that, because celebs, if you get married and you're a celebrity, it's not going to last. It's almost guaranteed.
Oh, please.
Do you know any celebrity that's been married more than 10 years?
Tom Hanks.
Okay, that was one.
John Travolta.
Two, fine.
Who else?
Exactly.
Katie Holmes went for 6 years.
Yeah, Tom my Cruise. Point exactly. You can think of two.
Still, that's a long time.
But it's only two out of the thousands of celebrities.
Just basing that's it just on off her, the top of my head.
Well, Jade's basing it on her own celebrity marriage, of course. She's Newcastle's biggest star, and she's been married for how long to Benny?
I've been married 2 years, but together for 16.
Wow.
There you go.
Who says celeb marriages don't work,
last.
Jade?
Yeah, there we come go.
On. Don't believe them, media.
13709, the number you need. Right now, though, Sheryl Crow, All I Want to Do at New FM is 7:35. Good morning. Sheryl Crow, All I Want to Do on Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. We are playing Celebrity Nuptials right now. Your chance to get into the draw to win that incredible weekend getaway to the Hunter Valley Gardens.
I'm in no ring, but ain't gonna be no missing.
And I have so much going on with this wedding. And
I love the way that you walk into a room.
You ready?
You kidding?
I was born ready.
Yeah, August 23rd, the Hunter Valley Gardens Wedding Fair 2020 is happening. We want to give you the chance to go out there, stay overnight at Harrigan's, brekkie and dinner for two, and entry to the wedding fair.
What
you've got to do right now is guess correctly how many times a celebrity has been married slash divorced.
That's it, yeah, because celebs get married all the time and then they just divorce like it's nothing and move on to the next thing. If a celeb's married for like 2 years, it's like dog years. So
no,
it's like
not.
Seven times. It is, it's seven times longer. That's like a 14-year marriage.
Oh, you too.
It's so
marriage
true.
Is a beautiful
I just
thing.
I just call it how I see it.
Mm-hmm.
Katie, good morning.
Morning.
Oh, how have you been, Katie? What's happening?
Oh, not much. Just interested in some new content from you guys being up with all your old stuff. What's happening? How was your holiday?
It was good. Do you like the new stuff?
Yeah, always love the
it's
new
good.
Stuff.
It's good. You've got to freshen things up now and again sometimes, Katie, you know?
That's it.
All right, let's play this. It's Katie, your celebrity this morning is Kim Kardashian. First
okay.
of all, how many times has she been married?
She's been married three times and divorced twice.
You know what? You absolutely nailed it.
Has she really?
How easy is really? See,
I like to keep up with the Kardashians, see?
You obviously watched the show.
I had no idea she's been married three times. I thought I knew it was to that basketballer, the second guy.
So this is what's happened with Kim, right? Kim has been married twice before, providing the old adage that third time lucky can ring true. The TV's first marriage was to music producer Damon Thomas, who she eloped with back in the year 2000 when she was just 19 years old.
Wow!
How old is she now?
39.
So 20, so in 10 years, three marriages. There we go.
Yeah,
it's about 3 years each.
They were married. No. She was married to Damon, the first guy, for 4 years.
Yeah, and then obviously
about 3 years
Chris
each.
Humphreys. Mm-hmm. That was short lived.
Four years.
Very good. Well, you're in the draw, Katie. Thank
Congratulations.
You appreciate that.
Very Jay. Simple game.
It is. But Mission Impossible after this, guys. I'm going to tell you about my little getaway to Queensland real briefly, but getting over the border wasn't that a thrill.
Yeah, you really left that to the last minute, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
All right, can't wait to hear about that next here at New FM 7:42.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Currently 12 degrees at Nobby's, tops of 20 on the coast today. Beautiful sunny winter's day with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And guys, obviously holidays were back. They were great, but went up to Queensland. And let me tell you, obviously, there was that week of, are they going to close the borders just before they did, right? So, it was on, I think it was on the Wednesday.
Right.
Ben comes and knocks on my door. I'm in the study. And he's like, Jade, the borders are closing to Queensland. I said, when? He's like, 1 a.m. Saturday. So, we were like, right, We need to leave tomorrow, Thursday, after my course finishes at 4 o'clock. We're going to be on the road. So for the next, like, 12 hours or so, we're rushing around. I'm studying. He's, like, doing last-minute things, like washing the sheets because we've had to call in our sister-in-law early to come in and house-sit for us. So we're prepping her room, packing the suitcases.
Sounds thrilling, by the way.
This is exactly like a Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah, no.
Except for in every single way.
And then I'm getting the calls every 2 minutes, like, you know, from mom and dad. Oh, the borders are closing, Jade. The borders are closing. Are you going to make it? Oh, I don't know. And then so, obviously, we're applying for the border passes. We get them. Ben, where to print them off? Don't know where to print them off.
I heard you came into the office.
Yes.
To print stuff off. So you used poor old New FM to print off all of your papers. Very unlike you to come in here on your holidays.
I know. It was the last thing I wanted to do because no one wants to go to their work on their holiday.
Exactly. So you've snuck over the border. Now, how did you get back?
Oh, okay. So this is the one thing everyone kept saying. The borders are closing. How are you going to get back? I'm like, do you listen to the news? The Queensland border's shut. The New South Wales border's open. So it was very easy to just drive across the border.
First of all, I never thought I would hear those words leave your mouth. Do you even watch the news? Because you're all about the news in detail, Jade, you know?
Well, it's actually quite interesting how many people aren't across what's going on. Mm. It's very easy.
So
like,
what was the situation? You could go in.
So you can go in, obviously, to Queensland because the border hadn't closed yet. So that was fine. We printed off our passes. Right. We all hit the road. We got up there.
Was there like a big queue to get across?
No. Not for when we went because we crossed the border at 10 p.m. at night.
Okay.
So, you know, we got across fine. There was no queues. The next morning, however, though, Friday, it was just packed. The borders went for like 6 kilometres, the line at the border.
Wow, that's crazy.
It was a mission.
Six kilometres?
Yeah, it was insane. And then, across the border, it was quite fine. They had two lanes, so obviously it depended on what pass, obviously, and where you'd been. Mm. So we got to go straight through because we didn't come from a hotspot area or anything like that, whereas then they had another lane they were putting people into. They had all these vans set up, like, with COVID testing and whatnot.
Oh, okay. So if you were from an area that was suspected to be a hotspot,
they were automatically checking everyone. But, God, it was such an ordeal. Like, as soon as you hear, oh, no, the border's closing, you just go into, like, this mode of panic mode, like Mission Impossible.
You became one of those people, Jade.
That had to get in there one last holiday before it shuts for good.
Before it shut. But, it was a great holiday. But, yeah, just the prep to get there.
Yeah, I saw the pictures of you surfing on your Instagram and your bodyboard.
Had some fun
Sunny
up there.
Coast waves.
A couple of barrel rolls.
A few sharks sightings up in the Sunny Coast as of late.
Oh, there's
nothing to worry about. No. I'm not panicking
about
sharks.
Don't worry about that.
Hey, guys, news time with Hamish up next. It's 7:57. Good morning.
The Novos. The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle. Relax. Open your mind. All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go. Let's go.
And get things started.
This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Yes, good to be back. Of course, back from holidays. I've got to tell you guys about this story. Went to a restaurant over the break right in Sydney and having a nice dinner with my friends there. And there was this little kid in this Japanese restaurant we're at, right?
Mm-hmm.
Had a whole lot of like little sushi rolls in front of it. And I tell you what, that kid was the devil incarnated. It was so naughty. It was throwing the little sushi rolls over the restaurant, all over the table, threw one at one of the staff members. I thought,
are you serious?
This little brat. I was so annoyed because he was just screaming and carrying on. The parents not doing a thing.
You're kidding.
Not doing a thing. Not even, let's say for the story's sake, we'll call the kid Johnny. Not even a Johnny, stop.
There was none of that.
Letting it go. So, I mean, great parenting right there. Just ignore the problem and pretend it doesn't exist. Let everyone else deal with
it. How ridiculous.
I felt so sorry for the waitress, though, because Like, who wants a sushi roll thrown at them?
Oh, nobody.
That's ridiculous.
The mess, though, of rice everywhere as well, tough to pick up, especially sushi rice, because it's sticky.
Well, I couldn't help myself. I said to the waitress, I said, can you please remove them from the restaurant? Like, you're paying good money to sit down for a meal.
Mm. Yeah.
They're clearly making zero effort to control their naughty child. Kick him out. Get out.
I don't know if you're allowed to do that.
Yeah, 13, I don't know.
Well, 13:10:09 this morning, should food-throwing kids and their very incompetent parents be thrown out of restaurants? You know, if your kid's being really naughty and it's affecting everyone else's vibe, should you kick him out?
I don't think you can kick him out.
Oh.
You could ask the, can you control your child or something? Like, or stop the food throwing. If your
staff are getting food thrown at them, I think that's fair.
It's a little kid, though.
No, it's assault.
You can't kick him
out.
It's
assault.
Ignorant, arrogant parent. I feel sorry for parents that do have naughty children that do carry on like that, and they do at least make an effort to try and stop them behaving like that.
Yeah, I think that's the difference.
But when you ignore it, no good. Anyway, let us know your thoughts.
Nah, I'd be fuming.
Should you be throwing families and kids out that are misbehaving in a restaurant?
Yep. We'll
do it after Halsey. You should be so sad at New FM. Good morning. Halsey, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. 13:10:09 this morning. Should misbehaving kids and their parents be kicked out of restaurants?
You can't kick them out. They're ruining the experience.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
They definitely need to be kicked out, I think. So, on holidays, little kid misbehaving in a restaurant, throwing sushi rolls at the staff, at the parents, all over the floor, ruined my dining experience.
I think that's fair.
Kick him out.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's a little kid. He's chucking a little teriyaki around. Who cares?
No, it's no excuse. Once you start... Look, I'm all... Like, if a kid throws a couple of fries on the ground, that's a different story, but when they start throwing their food at the staff member... That's a big no-no. Doesn't matter if you're 6 or if you're 25 or you're 40. You don't go throwing food at people. Unless it's a food fight and we're all on board.
If it's an adult, that's a different story. But a little kid, they're sitting in a high chair. They don't know any better. Like, if they throw a couple of sushi rolls on the ground...
Well, they should know better.
They'll have to pay, but,
you know. Parent should be stepping in and going, no, bad little Johnny.
Smacking them?
Well, a little tap on the hand is fine in this case. You don't throw your food. It's the trouble. People are scared to discipline their kids in public these days.
Do you know what I think it is sometimes as well? Mm-hmm. So, it was in Bondi. So, you know, you go to anywhere, whether it's here or Sydney, Melbourne, wherever, you get those more affluent suburbs where the parents, you know, a little bit more money than most people. And I find that the richer the parents, the naughtier the kids.
You reckon?
Yeah, 100%. I could tell. I could just tell. The mother and father were so into themselves and what they were doing, just totally ignoring the kid, just letting it do whatever it wanted. No, Johnny, stop. Don't throw that sushi roll at the poor worker.
That's the big difference here. I think if a parent's trying to intervene and tell the child to stop, that's different. Mm. But when they're blatantly just sitting there letting the kid do whatever they want, I think that's different.
Well, I said to the waitress, I was like, can you please remove them?
Like you're the boss of the restaurant.
Crevo, you appreciate nice food.
Of course.
Going to a restaurant,
so it was
right?
It was like a nice...
It was like a nice high-end Japanese restaurant. Now, Crevo, we're not at Lone Star or Hog's Breath Cafe here or Sizzler.
Excuse me?
With like fries smooshed into the floor. It's a nice restaurant. It's okay.
They're nice restaurants.
You should be able to say, no, I'm paying X amount of money for the whole service of going to a nice restaurant. And there's this little grub of a kid that's throwing sushi rolls that almost hit, you know, other diners. Get out.
I don't think you as a customer have any right to do that anyway.
Well, we've got some calls.
All right.
Let's find out what they think.
Let's find out what you think.
Hello, Abby. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, doing good. Do you reckon they should have kicked that family out?
If it was me, I would want them to kick me out. Now, I have a 2-year-old son, and he is the devil reincarnated.
Okay, you're saying it.
What's his name?
It's Sebastian.
Sebastian the little devil.
I love that name.
So he's full on. He doesn't sleep. We don't go out. We have a rule that we will not take him out because he is that naughty.
Wow. So you wouldn't be offended if you got asked to leave a restaurant?
Oh,
because...
no, not at all. Like, if he was selling food, I'd probably take him out myself.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know what, Abby? That's great parenting right there, because you recognise, yeah, my kid's naughty and it's affecting other people. Take the kid out. But, like, these two, this couple, were just completely ignoring it. So if they had have been, like, a bit more respectful, sorry, everyone, you know, stop it, I wouldn't have
asked.
But
my son gets disciplined. He gets smashed when he touches things he shouldn't. You know, it's stuff like that. But there's no way we would have to say to you, even take him into a restaurant, because I feel bad for everybody else around.
You're at the terrible two
smart
stage.
Woman. Thank you, Abby. Let's go to Brad. Hello.
Hey, hey.
Hey, Brad, what are your thoughts on this, mate?
No, kick him out.
Kick him out?
Yep.
Jeez. You know what? We're being on the right side for a change.
I've got kids, and I've got two kids, and if they were throwing their food, I'd take the food off them. Plain and simple, you know?
That's
until you stop doing what you were doing, I'm not giving back your food.
But if you're paid good money to be in that restaurant, then you're like, that you got to go right now, would you not be a bit upset?
I would, but I wouldn't be letting my child do something like that, so I wouldn't get kicked out.
Okay, well, that's fair enough.
Have you had any experiences, Brad, that have, you know, stuck out to you where you've thought, oh, this is
terrible? Oh, yeah,
I've
seen it before in restaurants. Like, it's just like, well, and, are you a parent or what? Are you with
exactly
this guy?
Right.
Like, you know, something wrong with your head?
Is that child yours or is it just an accessory?
Yeah, exactly. You're right.
Brad, you're a smart man. Thank you, sir. See, most fair-minded people.
All right, I was wrong there. Hey, up next, guys, I want to talk about something that's happening in my life. Big day today. Bunch of builders coming in with sledgehammers. They're knocking walls down and stuff at my place.
How exciting.
Very exciting, yes. However, for the next 4 to 6 weeks, maybe even longer, I'm going to have no bathroom, no laundry, just a portaloo. So we're going to do a little funeral for all of the luxuries that I normally have.
Where do you shower?
I'm going to be going to the gym.
He's finally making use of that membership.
Yeah, exactly. No shower, no laundry, no nothing.
So before work, you're off to the gym every day
to
shower.
I will have to be,
and
yep.
Then just, like, popping in and out very quickly.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I want to talk more about it next.
8:16 with the Novos. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Guys, I have to congratulate you, Jade, for your big success in these 2 weeks that we've just been on holidays for. You've got a new CD coming out.
Yes, I do.
Oh, what's this?
My alter ego, Lady Starlight.
You might have noticed on Jade's socials over the holidays, she's been uploading these interesting videos of her doing duets with her mum. They get, like, wigs on and they, like, look completely different and they basically cover songs.
Now I saw just a picture of this, but I haven't listened to any.
So as your manager, Jade, I thought, look, let's tee up a deal with the folks over at So Fresh.
Yeah.
And do, like, a greatest hits that's solely on you.
Okay.
So we've teed up the whole situation, and I've got the promo ready to go.
All right,
let's go.
Do
you want to hear it?
Yes, I'm excited.
This is So Fresh Greatest Hits. Relive the songs that made So Fresh the biggest and the best.
Featuring Lady Starlight with Buses and Trains.
Something about boys, something I should have known.
Get ready for the beautiful tones with Lady Starlight again covering Queen. And don't miss her solo track, Jade Leader with Horses.
We'll be riding on the horses, yeah, yeah. Way up to the sky, little darling.
Jade Leader and Lady Starlight, her alter ego, singing all the big hits, so fresh, greatest hits, Jade Edition.
Well, that's good. I like it as my manager. It's got pitch.
Look, the horses one was pretty good. That middle one by Queen, though, it sounded like a chicken being murdered.
Let's unpack this for a second.
Yeah.
What compels you to get dressed up and put a wig on and record yourself singing under an alter ego?
It's called fun. Having a bit of fun.
What was the name again?
Lady Starlight.
And my mum's Penelope.
Penelope Starlight?
No. So mum's Penelope. Penelope and I'm Lady Starlight. So Penelope and Lady Starlight.
There you go. There's a YouTube channel you can Google. Is it?
No, it's not. You just go to...
At the Jade Leader. I'll do it for you.
Thank you.
As your manager. Up next.
And you can check him out.
Really disappointing news over the break. And you may or may not know this, but an institution, I know in most people sort of our age's household, was 10 News on Win. Remember the days right before The Simpsons and the weatherman, Tim Bailey?
Mm.
I mean, he's an institution for the weather.
He's been there. He was at Channel 10 30 years.
Channel 10 have fired him. Along with Terry-Ann Kennelly, Natasha Belling. But the true crime here is that Channel 10 have fired Tim Bailey. They've lost a little bit of their soul by doing that. And so many people have just said, hey, what are you doing? So, first of all, coming up next, I want to just play you some of his best moments. And we need to do something about this. Let's petition Channel 10 to reinstall Tim Bailey as the weatherman.
Great idea.
It needs to happen. Give us a ring as well, 131009. Do you think Tim Bailey should have been fired? And if not, give us your best memory of Tim Bailey if you have one. I have heaps. Some epic moments.
Awesome. All right.
All right. Doing it after this. See ya together at New FM. Good morning. Maddie and Creepo. See ya together live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Rate the music now. Do you hate that song? Do you love it? You can tell us, newfm.com.au. Guys, I need to play this funeral march again because our man Tim Bailey has been sacked from 10 News First. And I'm absolutely devastated. I mean, this guy is a cult status icon. He is just the guy you go to get your weather from.
So trustworthy and enthusiastic.
Sorry, Gav Morris, but it's Tim Bailey, you know.
He's famous.
30 years he's been doing the news on Channel 10. Think about it back when you were growing up, right?
Yeah.
Remember on Channel 10 or Win here, The Simpsons would be on at 6 o'clock before the days of the project, and there would be Tim Daly with Jessica Rowe and Ron Wilson on the news up to their funny little antics.
Messing around.
Australia's oldest weatherman.
I'll be honest, I can't remember him.
Because you're from Queensland.
Yeah, exactly.
Just go with it.
It's hard to be invested, but I recognise his face.
Well, that's because you're not a New South Welshman at heart,
Jake. Exactly.
But just think of the one-liners, you know, Bailey's barometer. He loves to say, Broly, the predicted precipitation coming up. I've got some of Tim Bailey's best bits just to remind you.
Awesome.
Right now, and this is when there was a Category 2 cyclone-style event happening in Sydney. And, you know, like the true weatherman he was, he got his Broly out and he got to work.
Now that is Category 2 tropical cyclone stuff. As you can see, the wind just picking up. The next 2 hours will be critical across Sydney. Heavy rain falling and Broly's breaking. We'll see you again later in the bulletin.
How can you fire that little legend? Jackson, you're not a fan, are you?
No, I think, mate, go enjoy your elderly life. We can all get stupidly passionate about irrelevant things. We've all got Windows and we've all got iPhones, so let's just all scream about the weather.
Are you kidding? Tim Bailey.
No. Keep him on. Of all people to fire,
I think there's other people that could be fired. He's 57. He's had a good run.
No, but you got to think about...
30 years in TV. Let someone else come up in the ranks.
No, but you got to... It's more... Because he's more than just a weatherman. He provided entertainment. That's what is missing. Like, people don't understand. He's not just giving the weather. He's a pleasure to watch.
It's different for the news, Jade, because you can go on... If you're an anchor or a weatherman, you're meant to stay as long as possible because, you know, when you're a news person, people trust you. And if they feel like they know you, they're more likely to stay. One of my favourite Tim Bailey moments over the years was when he was doing a cross back to Deb Knight and Ron Wilson in the studio and two fangirls interrupted his cross.
With the segment, they're about to take off, not just through New South...
Tim Bailey, who has some very musical friends joining him this evening.
Oh, isn't it lovely to come back to work after a holiday and work with some of your favourite guests on this weather segment? They're about to take off, not just through New South Wales. Through New South Wales. Excuse me. Can someone please?
Some problems, obviously, with Tim Bailey there with the
weather. He needs to keep his job.
Absolutely.
We need to do our part here. Newcastle, we're asking for your help right now because we need to get as many people behind this as possible. We are trying to save Tim Bailey's job. We've got a call here at the moment.
Okay.
Peter, good morning.
Good morning.
Peter, what are your thoughts on Tim Bailey? It's an absolute disgrace, isn't it?
Look, you've made my day. I can't wait to watch Channel 10 News again now.
Are you serious?
Oh, mate, I am. He doesn't even do Newcastle weather, so why are Newcastle people so upset about him going?
He does. He definitely does.
Look, he's an institution, though. He's an entertainer.
It's a state weather. It's not Newcastle weather. Of course we've got NBN News.
Oh, let it
I mean,
go.
We've got Gav Morris here for the detailed Hunter forecast, but it's Tim Bailey.
No, I'm with Peter here. I'm listening to you carry on. Let him go. Just let him go.
Exactly. If I want to watch the weather, I want to watch the weather. If I want to watch an entertainer, I'll change to a different show.
Good
what
man,
a disappointment.
Pete. Good
I mean,
man.
Thanks for calling, but I totally disagree with you.
If you want to get involved with this, Krivo, we're going to petition, do a bit of a jade, and try and get Channel 10 to save his job. Don't fire Tim Bailey.
We've started a change.org petition. It's called Save Tim Bailey's Job. So if you want to get involved, just search for that on change.org. We're going to put it up on our Facebook page now as well. So you can sign this and save one of the great institutions of Australian entertainment landscape.
Find some cuts elsewhere, Channel 10.
Yeah, surely you can get rid of the tea and coffee or something, you know, and save the money
do
for this poor guy.
Do an extra infomercial on Studio 10. You know, there are ways to save his job.
Or get him to do like a deal with Shelter Umbrellas or something. Like, surely you could do the weather thanks to something and get the money somewhere else.
We're going to miss Bailey's Barometer. The business of the Broly. And what about the Daily Bailey weather wall?
I know. That was
beautiful
pictures. You know, so many amateur photographers, had their first break by getting a photo up on the Daily Bailey weather wall.
Did they?
Yeah, absolutely.
Aww.
All right.
Well,
get involved, sign the petition.
Nah, zero care factor.
Give us a ring, 131009 and last calls if you want to save Tim Bailey's job. And we'll. Jade's getting annoyed. She's wrapping us up.
Yeah,
so you go, Jade.
She's sick of it.
Well, last calls there, guys. 131009.
Thank you. 850.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
Ed Sheeran, Khalid, beautiful people. Live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. First day done and dusted, guys. Back from holidays. So much to get through. Keep it locked on New FM all day, though, because, Jackson, these holiday hotline calls have been going off, right?
So many people interested. You've got to be quick. Like, we're getting as many people on as we can. So if you don't get through, just keep calling. But you've got some fierce competition.
Now, we know you can't go on holidays to a lot of places right now, but these actually are good for a good 12 months.
So what are we giving away?
It's holidays, short getaways everywhere.
How good is that?
So good.
Something to look forward to. And that's what we need at the moment, you know, stuff to look forward to.
Yeah, but all day while you're working. Also, please don't forget to rate the music. newfm.com.au. There's so many people you met are like so opinionated when it comes to the music. So now's the time to have your say. It takes under 10 minutes.
That's true.
And you literally can have your say on the music we play here at New FM. Mm. Just like this coming up.
Sam Smith. Demi Lovato, this is like really like powerful stuff. You know them tracks you put on. I listen to this in the shower.
Uplifting.
Yeah, instead of crying.
Great
in the shower,
Zumba song.
Sam Smith and Demi Lovato. Good Zumba song. Zumba. You know. No. Powerful, but it's not that powerful. Jade, I reckon you'd be a fan of this one, just rocking out to it, right?
Yeah, I do like this one.
Yeah, it's good. Also too. This is brand new stuff from Aussie Girls, the Veronicas. Biting so my tongue. Good. I like it. Yeah, it's
yeah,
good.
This is my vibe.
Fresh to New Trump FM. In. Hey, guys, that's it. Monday done and dusted. Leave it on New FM. Best music at work all day. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. 105 commercial-free. Kicking off next.
Bye.
All right, see ya.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.